Welcome to Five Corners Church. It's good to see all these wonderful faces. If you are visiting with us, welcome. I want to walk you through a little bit what today is going to look like. We're going to have a party. We are celebrating people who have chosen to make Jesus their king. So in a few minutes, we're gonna have them come up here, and they're going to share with you what God has done in their lives. And then we're going to walk into this wooden box here. It's full of water, and we're going to baptize people. We're going to dunk them under the water, and I'll explain to you all that is about. And afterwards, when they get dunked and they come back up, I need everybody in the audience to, like, jump up and down with excitement and cheer and scream and yell. And I'll walk you through it, but I'll prep you a little bit. We got a confetti machine, and we got poppers for all of you. They're up here at the front. Like, if we're going to celebrate, I want to celebrate. And we'll have a good time doing it. Now, again, if you're visiting, we have this tradition in our church where we come to church and we don't want to just do the duty of, hey, I came to church and now I can go home. But instead, we are joining in with God's family. We want to get to know each other. So if you're uncomfortable with that, that's okay. We'll help you through it. We want to break into groups of 6 to 8 people. You could go up to 10 people. And we want to circle our chairs and talk about what we're going to do today. So to open us up, could you throw the question on the screen? Break into your groups and where to go? There it is. Here's the question I want us to discuss today. What do you think a Christian should look like? So break into groups of 6 to 8 people, circle your chairs, chat with each other, introduce yourself to all the new people, and then ask this question: what do you think a Christian should look like? Go for it right now. Well, as you find your way back to your seats, if you could send someone to the front and grab a confetti popper for everybody. Okay, we ready? We ready? Okay, well, if you, I haven't popped one of these. I purposely didn't do it because I want the surprise. But the instructions on the container say you hold it and you turn the bottom in the direction of the arrows. I believe it's clockwise. And then it should shoot out with a spring. So don't do it yet, but know what the instructions say. Okay, the blue arrows, whether white arrows on the blue label on the bottom, tell you what direction to spin it. This is the way it's going to work. There is going to be a couple of people come up here, and they're going to share their testimony. What a big word. It's a Christian word, testimony. It's testify. They're going to tell about what happened, just like in a court case. They're going to come up here and say, this is what happened in my life. And then, after those couple of people are done that, we're going to go into the wooden box that's full of water, and we're going to baptize them. There's another big Christian word. We're going to dunk them under the water, and we're going to bring them up. And the moment that we bring them up, I want everybody to cheer as loud as they can and get excited for what they're doing. Now, there's only one confetti popper for each of you, and there are 7 different people being baptized, so you have to choose when you're going to use it. Are you like, first off the gate, I'm going to do it on the first person? Or are you like an end of the row kind of guy? I'm saving it till the last. Or maybe you love the middle. Like the middle people, they need extra encouragement. So maybe, I don't know, choose when you want to pop it off. And for you to be warned, we've also got some big confetti cannons on the balcony. So we're going to have a lot of fun. So before we do all this, I want to explain to you a little bit what baptism is. If you're visiting, you're like, what is this crazy thing? We got a wooden box on the stage that says Jesus changes everything. It's full of water. Like, what are we doing? Well, I don't know about you, but in my life, it's fun to celebrate new things. Like, if you get a new phone, you're like, hey, I got it. Like, the screen's not even cracked. Or maybe you got a new baby in the family, and they're all pink and cuddly, and you're like, oh, this, and every woman in the room wants to hold the baby. Maybe you got a new job. Like, your last job, you struggled through it, and now you have a new one. Like, maybe it's a promotion or a different company, and you're like, this is amazing. I'm excited about my new job. There's something exciting and fresh about starting something new. And as a church today, we're going to celebrate something new. But it's much better than a new boat or a new car or a new wife. It's we're actually celebrating the life that Jesus has given us. It's way better than anything else. And I want to share with you a few reasons why we get baptized. And it's part of the next step on our journey with Jesus. The first reason we get baptized is to follow the example of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 3, Jesus got baptized before he began his ministry on earth. And then again in Matthew 28, he tells all of us to go into the world and make disciples, getting baptized, and baptizing others is part of that journey. The second reason that we get baptized is because your life has been changed. We wrote it on the front there. Jesus changes everything. And when you are deeply excited about something, you want to share with others about that life change. When you made that decision to follow Jesus, it was a personal decision, one that you made. But this is the way to make your faith public, to let others know that you have been made new. And then the last reason is that baptism is a powerful symbol of what Jesus did for us. When we go under the water, we're reminded that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that he was the perfect sacrifice for us. And when we come back up out of that water, we're reminded that after 3 days, Jesus rose again. And baptism is something that we've seen throughout the Bible. If you think the Israelites, when they crossed the Red Sea and Moses raised his staff and the water opened up, they walked through that water of baptism to come to the other side to be a new nation. Noah and the ark did that too. The rains came down and the floods came up, and Noah was in his boat and he waited for God to prepare the way and make all things new. And that's what we're celebrating in our lives. I have something up here. We tell this. This is the best way that we explain it to kids. What is this here? Can you see it on the camera? Yeah, it's a jar of pickles. Now, what goes in a jar of pickles before anything else? Yeah, you put cucumbers in there. And what comes out of the jar of pickles? Pickles. Well, don't cucumbers come out of the jar of pickles? No, they're not cucumbers anymore. They're pickles. Right? You don't pull a cucumber out of there because it tastes different. It's got all that vinegar and those spices, and it's changed. Well, here's the fun thing. In the Greek language, the word baptism is the same word as the word pickled. It is. So when you read in the New Testament that Jesus says you need to get baptized, he means you need to get pickled. How fun is that? What happens is the pickle goes in the jar and it is changed into something completely new, completely different. And the fun part about it, it's preserved. Like pickles last a long time. And I don't know about you, but the cucumbers in the bottom of my fridge, they kind of go mushy quick. Pickles don't. They're transformed into something that perseveres. And that's what baptism, that's why it's such a beautiful word to share. Because when you get pickled, when you get baptized, you are now preserved. You're part of the family of God, and God stands in the gap for you. He gives you a future and a promise that says, I will be with you. I will be more than enough. I will help you persevere. How fun is that? So while baptism is an important step, I want to encourage each one of you Christians, this is something you need to do because Jesus asked us to. But baptism, going in that water, that's not what saves us. We're saved by grace. We're saved through faith. We've been saved, and baptism is a way to take that decision and make it public, showing the world of the change that's already happened on the inside of us. So for those of you, wherever you're sitting, that have decided to get baptized today, get ready to party. This is going to be super, super exciting. And friends and family, you've been invited to celebrate this huge moment with us. Come and see what's happening. This service is all about Jesus, how he saved us, and how he can save you too. It's a party, and we don't want to miss out, right? Well, I want to invite the two girls and their parents up. We're going to do this in sets of two and three and two. And they're going to share what God has done in their life. And then together, the three of us will jump into the tank and do the next part. So here's a music stand for you. Here's a microphone. Go for it, Anna.
Hi, my name is Anna Fraser. I have been a Christian my whole entire life because I grew up around Christians and knew of nothing else. With my mom's help, I asked Jesus to live in my heart at the age of 4. I have always loved hearing all the Bible stories and miracles Jesus did in Sunday school. When I was 6 or 7, I decided I would be a Sunday school teacher when I was big enough. Then I would be the one who got to tell the Jesus stories. When I was 10, I got baptized by the Holy Spirit and given the gift of tongues. A few months later, I went on a prayer walk with my Bible group. That was the first time I ever prayed for someone I didn't know. That same year, I moved to Salmon Arm. Here I have felt the Holy Spirit and seen his works done. I have become much stronger in my faith and much more confident in sharing the gospel. I still believe that Jesus wants me to be a teacher, maybe not a Sunday school teacher, but one who shares the word and teaches others of his wonderful deeds. And I know God will help me on this journey.
Pray for Anna for a moment, if that's okay with you guys. Father, I'm so grateful for this special day. I'm so grateful for this special daughter, and I thank you for your hand on her life. I thank you that you have called her, that you are filling her top to bottom, that you have a big life planned for her. Thank you that you walk with her every day. I pray that as she is baptized today as a public demonstration of what you're doing inside of her heart, that the new life, that the foundation that is set here today will walk with her for the rest of her days as you do, in Jesus' name.
God, I just thank you for my daughter Anna and this bold step she's taking in baptism and how she's dedicated her life fully to you and surrendered to you. And I pray that your spirit would rest mighty upon her all the days of her life today and forevermore, that you would lead and guide her into the areas that I know that you've called her and the life that you have planned for her, and that she would walk that step in step with you, Jesus Christ, and that your spirit would rest upon her, your fire would burn in her heart, and that she would continue just to go forth and you would protect her from evil and harm all the days of her life, and that she would see your glory. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Hi, my name is Caitlin. I was 2 years old when I asked Jesus into my heart. I don't really remember much about it now, but I remember that I lifted up my shirt and looked in my heart and said, "I don't see him." Sometimes when I was 5, I would have these terrible dreams. They may sound silly now, but my 5-year-old heart would just freeze. I would dream that my ceiling fan would start talking to me, and when I refused to talk back, it would try to blow me out the window. And at that point, I would wake up screaming for my mother. But one night, I decided to fight back. Every night, I was told, "If you have those dreams, say in the name of Jesus, go, as loud as you can." So I said that, and it didn't work, but I couldn't wake up. I started to pray really hard. In my dream, I was blown on top of the door and slammed around. Then I woke up. The funny thing is that I was no longer scared. Somehow that time was different. It was scarier, but I wasn't scared. You see, when I prayed, I wasn't scared, and I was scared. When I was scared, I didn't pray. I learned that I can always trust Jesus to protect me and that prayer really works. My journey with Jesus began 11 years ago, and today I'm getting baptized to show my love for Jesus and that I am not going back. He was willing to die to pay the price for my sin, and it wasn't just a quick die and rise again. It was slow and painful. But Jesus didn't do that only for me. He did it for everyone. No matter what you have done, you can always come back to him. He is waiting for you. I can't even imagine life without Jesus. If someone is giving you chocolates or a Christmas gift, you're not just going to shut the door in their face. You couldn't lose anything by taking it. It's completely free, no strings attached. I know I'm supposed to be a missionary and tell people about Jesus everywhere I go. God says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be scared. I am going with you." And I know that I have to die to myself and give up what I want to do to follow God's way, because his way is always better. I think I'm ready to do that.
All right, let's pray for Caitlin. Jesus, we thank you so much for Caitlin, for her life, how you've called her and chosen her to be your own. And God, we thank you for the courage that you're placing in her heart to follow you and stand strong for her. God, we just pray that today she will feel your presence even more closely and you will continue to speak to her and show her your power through her life. God, we pray that her life will bring you glory all the days of her life, that she will be a living example for you everywhere she goes, so that people will hear your good news and be free from sin and be free from bondage and know your love and the power that only you have, God. Thank you that she's choosing to get baptized today, God. We pray that this will be a page turned in her life, and from this day she'll be stronger every day. Thank you, God, for all the great things you're doing in her life, Jesus.
Father God, we praise you and honor you for who you are and who you've become in Caitlin's life. We thank you for her, and we thank you that she is following you in the waters of baptism. She's making a public declaration that she is going to follow Jesus no matter what, and that she has determined it in her young heart. So God, I pray that you would direct her heart, direct her footsteps, help her take one step at a time with you, always trusting in you, always knowing that you are there, always trusting that you have the best interest, her best interests at heart. And so God, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would pour over her, and that today will be a memory that is the most meaningful in her life, that she knows at that point, at this point, that nothing can detract her from following Jesus, from following you. So God, we just pray blessings upon her and all the other candidates today here too, Lord. Just make this a wonderful, wonderful experience that stays with her and shows your love and your care for her. In your name, amen.
Well, if I could call the worship team to come back up. Girls, do you want to climb in the swimming pool?
Cross your arms. Okay, Anna, on the profession of your faith, because you said so, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Profession of your faith, because you said I will follow Jesus, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So we're going to sing one more. Not one more. We're going to sing a bunch more songs, but one more right now. So if you want to stand up again, join me, and we're going to sing about Christ is enough for me. And part of it is from a song that you probably have heard in the past, I've decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. And that's part of what they're declaring here today. seated. We'll have the.
I'm Jenny. Just bear with me reading because I'm a little. I'm going to do a poem. Lost in the murky waters of despair, I was aimlessly drifting in an endless sea of tragedy and demons. Without the shield and support of elders lost so long ago, where was our tribe? What happened to our once proud vessel? See, the raft got smaller with every passenger lost. Soon there was only Rowan and me. That's when I realized you had been there all along. As our love and faith for you grew, so did the intensity of the enemy's savage attacks, always pushing us to the edge of the darkest seas. Yet somehow we never lost our foothold, only our balance temporarily, because you were there. And although we're still lost at sea, and there are many more unforeseen dangers yet to strike, we're no longer alone on a two-person raft. For you have given us many new shipmates. Our ship is now larger than anything we've ever known. We are still getting to know each other and learning to trust, uniting our gifts so we can find our father's, your father's house. These new brothers and sisters you have gifted us come with the promise that they will help us catch our faith if ever the enemy shall knock it from our heart's grasp again. Your love shines through them all like a glorious beacon of light in the darkest of seas.
Thank you.
Oh, dear Lord, thank you so much for Jenny. Thank you for bringing her into our family. Thank you, Lord, for showing her your love, your mercy, your grace. And, Lord, that you do have a family for her who will love her and who will stand beside her. Lord, I pray that you will just put such a hedge of protection around her in her new faith. Help her to have the strength to just lean on you, to turn to you with everything, Lord. I pray that you will help her to feel your loving arms wrapped around her all the time. Lord, give her wisdom and discernment, but remind her constantly that she's never alone, that she is loved by you, that you are with her every moment, and that she is now in the family of God. And Lord, we just again thank you for her and pray that you will help her every step of the way. We know you will. But Lord, help her to know that and remember that as she grows in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
On the profession of your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Hi there. I'm Bill Greenfield. I used to lead a life in the material world, chasing after money, never having enough, then losing it all. After personal bankruptcy, I decided to pack up the family and move to Salmon Arm. I always called Salmon Arm God's country. I've been learning about the Creator since November 2020. What I have discovered is that to follow His words and see the world through His eyes is to love and be loved, no matter what the circumstances are. I'm here to build a stronger relationship with God. I believe baptism is the way of showing my commitment to follow Him. I thank God for this opportunity to be reborn again and leave my life in His gracious hands. Thank you.
Father, we just thank You for Your amazing work in our lives. Lord, as we reach out to You, as we look to You to do the amazing in our lives, You do. You never fail us. And Father, we pray great blessing and great favor upon Bill and Mary Rose as they step forward and make their public confession of Your love and Your grace. Thank You, Father.
Nothing like being last. So, hi, everybody. I'm Mary Rose. I was raised going to church. I went to Sunday school. I served as the church organist in the church that I grew up in. And even when I went to study, I managed to get a position serving by playing a keyboard for a very small church of five. That was including myself, the pastor, and his wife. I count myself fortunate and blessed that I've had people speak into my life about Jesus from a young age right into my adult life. Does all of that mean that I've been this perfect, obedient, and faithful servant? Far from it. Sometimes in situations where I should have known better, I've done the complete opposite from right. I've gone right ahead and tried to do things in my own power. And I'm sure we all know how that turns out. Now, when I look back and reflect over my life, right up until recent events, I know without a shadow of a doubt I've experienced firsthand the grace, the goodness, and the mercy of God steering me away from trouble and unwise decisions. And when I eventually realized that it was Him and not me, I fully committed myself into letting Him lead me, and my life has seen tremendous blessings. And I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds my future, and I know that my walk with Him will only be strengthened. Jesus has taught me to trust when I thought I couldn't trust anyone, to receive grace and know that I cannot and wasn't ever meant to do things in my own power. And most importantly to me, taught me peace in, during, and throughout the storms of life. I want to recommit myself to Him through this baptism today and become my own new creation in Christ. And I'd like to end with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. Thank you.
God, I thank You for Mary Rose, and I just lift her up to You right now. And God, You see her heart and her willingness to follow You. God, life hasn't been easy for her, but I just thank You so much that she's taken this step to fully follow You and fully commit herself to You. And Father, I pray that Your Spirit would rest upon her, would rest mightily upon her, and that when she goes forth, that she truly is, we know, a new creation in You. And God, that Your peace would reign deep in her heart, that You would protect and keep her in Your deep, profound love, and every day that she would have renewed, You would renew her mind, understanding just more and more who she is in Christ and who You are and how deeply You love her, and that You would continue to grow and create and call her into the person that You've created and designed her to be. God, this magnificent woman who loves You and who You love so deeply, and that Your blessings would rest upon her as she steps forth in this act of obedience and baptism. Just bless her so profoundly. In Christ's name I pray, amen.
Leading your family is a difficult thing. I'm glad of the choices you make. So, on the profession of your faith, because you said you will follow him, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your family is so blessed. You get to do this together, you and your husband. So on the profession of your faith, if you want to cross your arms, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So this next song we're going to sing talks about how we lived in a tomb, we lived in a grave, and then just like Lazarus, when God called us forth, we came running out of the grave into new life, and now it is a glorious day. And so if you've saved any of your little poppers, at the very end, we want a big finish. We're going to celebrate and be very, very glad that God invited us into this. So stand up, let's sing about the glorious day that God has for us. How come we don't have any tracks singing? Yeah, nothing. Okay, just a second. Let me check my plugins. Are you getting a signal back there? Oh, dear. It's got a signal. Don't know what to say. Let me try something else. Bear with us while we have technical difficulties. That one's playing. Try this one. Nothing. Why won't that song play? Did I mute the whole thing? And, oh. Yep, I found it. I was brushing confetti off and I swallowed something that doesn't make any sound. Alrighty, here we go again. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for celebrating with us. In a few moments, we're going to go downstairs for lunch. But before you do, we are in the back corner here, are going to take some photos. We are wanting to update the church directory, and we thought, what a good day to celebrate. So we made some fun dress-up stuff, like little cardboard mustaches or hats to hold up. And you can have fun in the photos in the corner here. And then we will save a serious photo for the photo directory so that we can know who everybody is. So stop on your way out in that back corner, and we will see you downstairs for lunch. Can I pray before we go? God, thank you so much for the blessing of your salvation, that you came and you extended grace to us, that your mercies are more than enough, and that you are more than enough. Thank you that you called each one of us to be in your family and you sent us on a mission. So as we go today, help us to proclaim and witness to the greatness of our King. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Be blessed.